Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Has your car insurance premium increased? New figures from the Central Bank of Ireland today tell us that motor insurance premiums have increased by about an average of around roughly 9%, so up to €623 since last year. You'd wonder why, because there's been a drop-off of about 1,000 in the number of private motor claims in the past 12 months. So if there's less claims, why is car insurance on the rise? The director of the Alliance for Insurance Reform, Brian Hanley, is with me on the line today. Can you answer that, Brian?
Well, I think I can in part. And so the Central Bank report published today points to the cost of vehicle repairs, damage claims essentially, as the leading contributor. So last year there were increases in the volume of repairs of damage claims and an increase in the cost of each one of those being resolved.
So the price of parts, basically.
You're talking about the price of parts, supply chain issues. So maybe there are delays fixing cars, and that means maybe there are car rental costs associated then, you know, that might be part of your policy, and you have to have that for a bit longer until the parts can be gotten. Obviously, there are other costs of doing business that have gone up considerably in the last year or two as well. Now, that said, it does need to be balanced with a significant range of reforms that we've seen in recent years, from the introduction of the personal injury guidelines to reduce the size of awards. And I think today's report showed that awards are down by 25% in recent years. And there have been many other reforms too that have helped put downward pressure on premiums. So look, it is disappointing, but I suspect not surprising for your listeners to see today's figure of a 9% increase. And it's really important too, I think, that look, repair inflation doesn't become a blank check or a jumping off point for premium increases, and that any increases are genuinely and narrowly tied to whatever the increase in repair costs is.
So people are getting, and we take it for, you know, a legitimate claim. So people are getting less for that claim if they're injured now than they might have previously, Brian. But what we're seeing is that more people claiming for the small bits of, you know, small damage to their cars. Is that why my insurance premium has gone up each month?
So awards in Ireland were far in excess of any other European country for a very, very long time. And so the government introduced the personal injury guidelines, which essentially brought them down a little bit to bring them more into line. But they're still above, we'd say, other European countries in terms of awards, and significantly so in some cases. And it also has brought greater predictability and stability for insurers around what injuries would lead to what awards. And that was important too. So that has made a contribution. But ultimately, this does boil back a little bit to the cost of repairs in the last while has outstripped the savings so far that have been made. But there are other savings to come too. And I think it's really important that we see those passed on. The 1% motor levy is gone. The insurance compensation fund levy will be halved next year. Uninsured driving has halved since 2022. And as more and more cases are settled using the guidelines, that too should put downward pressure on premiums, and it's absolutely essential that those savings are then passed on.
087-1400-106, the WhatsApp number. We want to hear from listeners too today, Brian, you know, about how much or have you noticed an increase to your insurance premium? Maybe your own has actually dropped. Carl is with me on the line today in Dublin. Have you noticed a rise to your motor insurance premium, Carl?
I have, Andy. It's like everything, it will go up. I had a situation there only recently that I was putting my son, who's 22, with full license onto my car insurance. But by shopping around, I got it down by €1,000.
€1,000?
That's
a serious drop.
The worst quote I got was €2,500, and I got it down to €1,400. But that's, and I was thinking about this as I was on hold. This is down to a lot of people not shopping around. They just automatically renew their insurance. And it's also, they won't take the time to pick up the phone, to ring the AA, to ring on post, to ring the various brokers and say, get me the best price, and keep hounding. And when they come back with a price, go again and say, no, I'm not happy with that, and go again. It's up to people themselves to do it. The insurance companies are there to make a profit. They're not there to sell you insurance. They're there to make a profit. And they will make as much profit as they think they can get away with. And the people who just ring you blindly will pay the price, will increase the profit for the insurance companies. And there is the thing of all these new cars, and especially electric cars, they're very expensive to repair. But I think, you know, inflate that there is this, yeah, up a couple of percent this year, but you can invariably get that down if you shop around.
Well, you're proof of that. I mean, sure, if you by a couple of phone calls, if you managed to get your premium down by a grand.
There was a lot of arm wrestling and haggling and going, like, you know. But another thing that I was thinking about as well is, although my son is now 2 years driving with no claims on my insurance, if he goes out and gets his own car on his own insurance, see, that doesn't stand to him. That no claims that he has doesn't stand to him.
Because it's not, why? Because he's a named driver in your policy, is
he? He's a named driver, yeah, on my policy. He hasn't got his own policy. And the insurance companies, they're happy enough. They're saying, look, you have to have insurance. It's legal. It's a requirement.
Yeah, yeah.
You must have it. You cannot drive your car without insurance. So the insurance companies are really saying, we can actually do what we want here. Now, that gentleman was on very articulate, and he made a good point that the parts are expensive and the renewal and the works. But at the same time, they're there to make a profit. They're not there to sell you car insurance.
Is that a fair point, Brian?
Oh, look, absolutely. I mean, I couldn't agree more in terms of the importance of shopping around. Now, some people are better able for things like that than others, but it's absolutely essential to shop around and see, because it does make, you know, help when there's more competition in the market and people don't stay with the one they have. It also tells you how much one insurer was trying to charge a consumer €1,000 difference. I mean, it's very hard.
I would say in the 5 years that I'm talking to people on this show, many times we're talking about car insurance. In the first instance, the reason the premiums were so high was because of the cost of awards. So we had to get the personal injury claims down. Then the big issue was the uninsured drivers, with so many of them, so premiums were up. And today you're telling us it's the cost of repairs.
Well, look, this is the trouble with insurance. There will always be another reason, and there'll be conversations, I'm sure, later on now about the, you know, legal costs and so on. But bear in mind, claim volumes are actually still down 20% on the pre-COVID average. I mean, that's a huge fall. So you have claim volumes down 20%. You have awards down 25%.
And premiums are up. Shane O'Donoghue is with us. Let me bring in Shane for a moment, Brian. Shane's the editor with CompleteCar.ie. When you're talking to readers, Shane, like, how many of them are noticing jumps to their motor insurance premium?
Well, there has been some good news in that the last couple of years with all these changes going on, but definitely it's going the other way again, unfortunately. I'd like to pull up some of what's just been said here, and nobody's talking about litigation costs. When you look at the information that's come out now, the latest information, all of the improvements have actually been offset by an increase in litigation costs. The data shows that Just a third of the claims for damage and all that go through litigation, but yet that accounts for two-thirds of all the costs of claims. So it's not just the increase in the cost of repairs, but there's massive more money going to litigation, you know, going to solicitors, barristers, whatever, to make this all happen. So I think there is something we need to be really looking at.
Okay. Now, you might be able to answer this. Listener here has got in touch, Shane, to say, I'm involved in the motor repair trade, and Japanese cars have a large role to play in increased insurance costs, because apparently the parts are impossible to source. You could wait 4 to 6 months to get some of these parts, seemingly from Japan. And now this leads to insurance companies either having to pay storage for damaged vehicles and car hire, or else write off the car and pay out. That's a big reason, says this listener.
Well, no, there's definitely a link there, but I don't think there are enough used Japanese cars of this type with issues with repairs, with sitting in yards waiting to be repaired, enough for that to be statistically significant, to be honest. I don't think that is going to drag up the cost of premiums across the country. It has an effect, and it's probably going to mean an increase in the cost of insuring cars like that when insurers cop on to cotton on to the fact that this is an issue. But I honestly don't believe there are enough of them in the country for this to be leading to these increases across the board.
Listener says, I shop around every year. My insurance never goes down. It actually went up €20 this year when I shopped around to every single provider. Some of them were doubling my insurance. A 15 years driving experience, never had an accident and never had a claim. Another listener, sorry, John in Kilkenny tells me, my son had an accident last year. We went to our local car repair shop who gave us a quote of €700 to repair the damage. When we went to our insurance company, they said we couldn't use him, that we have to use a company which they recommended. So we did that. And the price that came back from them was €1,950 for the very same repairs. We had to go with them though. Then my son gets an almost £300 premium increase on his insurance 5 months later. That's very, very annoying, Shane, for that listener.
Absolutely. I mean, and therein lies probably part of the issue. The insurance companies obviously need to be able to stand over the repairs, so they'll only use certain companies to do the repairs. They'll only approve them. But that, unfortunately, will also drive up the cost. So perhaps that's another little angle that needs to be looked at. From a legislation point of view, to give more choice.
Moya Murdoch is the CEO of Insurance Ireland. Moya, if the claims are down, why is our car insurance rising?
Well, I think Shane captured it very well there. Yes, claims are down, but by a small volume. We have still 165,000 claims per annum. And we have seen a lot of the benefits that we've achieved through the agenda for insurance reform offset by that staggering increase in legal fees, up 27%. And while there has been an uptick in premiums, I think it was very well enunciated there, damage claims have gone up significantly. The pre-COVID figure has doubled in cost of a damage claim. And actually, it's worth pointing out that the vehicles nowadays are more sophisticated and more costly. A new car, according to SIMI, the Society of Irish Motoring, in 2019, you could buy the average family car for approximately 28,000. It's now 43,000. So not only is the new car very expensive,
probably tech and everything, you know, involved
the tech,
in it, and
the integrated systems, the windscreens, that is leading to a much more costly repair bill. And as Shane said, the manufacturers will only warrant approved maintenance outlets. So unfortunately, you do end up having to go to get the approved parts and the approved
And I can understand that, because if the car is going to be sold on maybe down the line, I get that. But look, it's a serious jump from €700 to the guts of €2,000.
I would point out that the report, while it does indicate premiums are going up, there are still €100 lower than their peak in 2017. There is not too many things in today's economy that you can say are still cheaper than they were almost 8 years ago.
I know, but so they were at a massive high, though, Moya.
No, well, I would say there's more to be done. Absolutely, the legal costs and the lost opportunity here by not going through the Injuries Resolution Board needs to be tackled. As Brian said, only, I think it's 16% in volume went through the Injuries Resolution Board, 10% in cost. Mm. Legal fees going through the litigated route are 20 times the level, and you still come out at the end of it all with the same amount in compensation. So the elephant in the room, we have to tackle that. We have to push more claims through the Injuries Resolution Board.
That'll
the claimant
be next on the
will
agenda.
Not be disadvantaged. You get your settlement in half the time, and that all goes back to the policyholders in general.
Listener here says, I had a scrape on my car actually on two doors. I got three different quotes to fix it, about €800 to fix the scrape. I went through the insurance. When I went to the garage to get the repair, he asked if I was going through the insurance. I said I was, and he replied, Asher, do you know what? I'll give you two new doors. The cost was €4,500. So the insurance companies need to do more as well to see if these types of fixes are actually required in the first place. Imagine €800 for the two scrapes. And we've been told, don't bother fixing the paint job and that. We'll get you two new doors at €4,500. Is it any wonder all of our car insurance premiums are on the rise if that's the case? Moya Murdoch, Shane O'Donoghue, Carl, thanks for getting in touch. Brian Hanley there from the Alliance for Insurance Reform. The email's lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.